About 20 years ago, I was conducting the Concertgebouw Orchestra, and the Philips Research Laboratory, one of the finest in the world, and very open-minded to new ideas, said to me, "Are you willing that we listen to all your rehearsals and your concerts and use them for a new idea we have?" So I said, "May I know what is the new idea?" And they told me it's to listen from four corners of a room so that there would not be definite direction. We would sit in the middle of the room, there would be loudspeakers in the four corners, and they would have a low intensity so that they would blend in the middle of the room. That we did a long time ago, and I'm hoping it will be done all over the world for everybody. I am very impressed by the fact that a stereophonic recording today is sometimes not truly stereophonic. It is pretending to be. The same signal is coming from the right channel as from the left channel, whereas half of the orchestra which is producing the tones on the left side should sound from the left loudspeaker and the other half from the right loudspeaker. That's how it should be, but sometimes is not. As the vibrations come to the listener and to his ears, these tones are blended into one composite, as it is in the concert hall. But of course, the concert hall is something we have known from our ancestors. Our grandfathers always heard music from the stage, but I believe the time will come when we shall make records in the open air, where every instrument has its particular pickup and is amplified to the right extent. And then all those sounds are brought together into one composite with the right intensity of amplification for each instrument at each moment. Because sometimes the woodwinds should be louder than the strings, or the brasses should be louder than everybody, or a certain percussion instrument should be louder than any other instrument. Could be done in a large enclosed space. But the point is that I would like to have 100 results from each individual instrument and give them their due intensity or volume of sound according to that moment of the music. So this is all a question of balance. And by this means, we could create such a perfect balance. But then the engineer and the conductor would have to work very closely together.